This is KUT. The Austin School Board could vote tonight to change the name of Robert E. Lee Elementary. It's one of four Austin schools named after a Confederate leader, but it's the only school community that has mobilized to change the name. KUT's Kate McGee reports one school board trustee is frustrated with how the Austin ISD and the school board are handling the issue.
Trustee Ted Gordon represents Northeast Austin. He also represents a dwindling voice in Austin public schools, African Americans. Last year, fewer than 7,000 black students enrolled in Austin public schools, 8% of the total student population. Gordon is the only African American school board member. Gordon thinks that's one reason why the school district and other school communities haven't pushed harder to change the name of the other three schools named after Confederate leaders: John Reagan High School, Sidney Lanier High School, and Eastside Memorial at the Johnston campus.
If the school district was majority African American, the names would have been changed a long time ago. And that would not have required a whole lot of discussion and back and forth and up and down and convincing this, that, and the other thing.
Gordon says the school board and the district administration could decide to change the names without a request from the community.
No one seems to be concerned about having a real conversation about why it was that these schools were named after these folks, what it meant at the time for them to be named that way.
Trustee Ann Teich says she wouldn't want to change the names without community support.
Changing names, as I've said in the past, don't do a whole lot to address the kind of change in racial attitudes, other prejudices that needs to take place. And there's quite a bit of opposition that's already organized at Lanier and also Reagan against changing names.
Teich is referring to public commenters at board equity meetings and full meetings last semester, including her husband.
I don't think it's necessary for us to bring that to the community's attention. It's just not a major issue for them.
Gordon says a lot of the students at these schools are Latino. Many of the families have recently immigrated to or weren't educated in the United States.
So I don't think that they are really focused on Confederacy or the history of apartheid in the school district as a particular issue.
As many African-American families leave Austin for more affordable suburbs nearby, Gordon says their voice gets quieter in these school communities. School Board Vice President Paul Saldana agrees.
But whenever you get into very sensitive conversations around these types of issues and racism, that's where I think our community still has a lot of work to do.
Saldana says even though the African American population is small, 75% of students in Austin public schools are students of color.
We do have an obligation to address this issue, and it shouldn't just be the minority trustees or minority members of the community to bring this issue forward.
The Austin School Board will take up the Lee Elementary vote after 9 p.m. Kate McGee, KUT News.